Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joanne Black back on the show. Joanne is a longtime Brain Trust member, going back, golly, almost 5 years now that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of No More Cold Calling, and what that means is that you, before you make a call, you actually have some things have been done in advance to make sure that when you walk in, it's a productive call. And boy, howdy, in the second decade of the 21st century, Joanne's work and her insights and her tools and her tips and best practices that she offers on referral selling have never been more valuable and more important, in my opinion. Joanne Black, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, and Happy New Year to you and to everyone.
You too, Joanne. Happy New Year. I believe that your message, which was true in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and even the last decade, even though I know you weren't in business back in all those days like I was, but I believe it's more true today than ever before.
Well, it is. You know, I've heard that a lot of people have been thrilled to say goodbye to 2010. And I also heard some excuses. Oh, you know what? It was a terrible year and we couldn't do anything. And, you know, I'm just so glad it's a new year. Well, you know, basically they're excuses, and a referral strategy, doesn't matter what economy we're in, is right. The way to work. And what's interesting to me is that there's been so many blogs recently about referrals. And it's like, okay, the economy had to go really bad for people to realize this was the way to work.
Well, really, I think what happens, Joanne, is when the economy gets good, we start getting lazy. You know, basically, you open your door and get out of the way. You know, it was that way in the part of the 90s. It got that way in the middle of the last decade. And you know, people got lazy, and what's happened in the last 2 years is people have had, if they survived, they had to learn, they had to get back to basics, didn't they?
Well, they did, but it was also about activity. So I think the fact you mentioned lazy is a really good point. When the economy's good, we just think that phone is going to ring off the hook.
Right.
And so, I mean, this happened in the late 90s, you know, with a whole boom in the economy. And, you know, if somebody could speak, they were hired because they couldn't keep up with all the phone calls they got. And the bad news was they took a lot of business they shouldn't have taken.
Right.
But then when the economy got bad, these people couldn't sell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just didn't know how. They knew how to take an order, right?
But there's another thing that's happening. It's not just on the business side. It's on the customer side. Customers are behaving differently with regard to who they allow to call on them and how. I mean, as you may have heard me say before, and I'm talking about it more and more, I've coined the term the age of the customer, Joanne, and that's what my next book's about. And in the age of the customer, customers are more in control of the relationship than ever before, and they need you as a seller. They need you less than ever before. And so it's becoming, the people they will allow into their inner circle, so to speak, is becoming a smaller and smaller group, isn't it?
Well, in a way, yes. So what's happened is with the rise of social media and the web and all of that, before we ever talk to a customer or a prospect, they have an opportunity to learn a ton about us. They learn about our point of view. They can see if we're a reliable resource. They know what we do. They know a lot about us that they didn't before.
The industry, the products, the pricing, et cetera.
Well, they do, and I think that's terrific because that shortcuts the process. Well,
right.
What that means is, and that's a different conversation, you know, from the what's called sales 2.0 side, or, you know, when we're talking about blogs, we're talking about websites, we're talking about everything we do on the web regarding social media, that sales prospects have an opportunity to find out about us and determine before we ever talk to them, hey, is this someone I want to talk to? Now, that being said, when you say, you know, they're more rigorous about who they let into their inner circle, what happens is that they will always let someone in, talk to a salesperson when they've been referred and introduced from someone they know.
Yep.
And the research supports that.
That's exactly right. And they're not going to take their time to visit with people that they have to vet. They would rather somebody else qualify you. And so in the old days, we qualified customers and prospects, and today they're qualifying us in advance, folks. 20 Tail, right back after these messages. More on referrals and no more cold calling with the lady who wrote the book on the topic, Joanne Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.